Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. As you can see, my studio has changed very slightly. I'm coming to you live from inside a 15-year-old bus, my restoration project. As you can see, I'm surrounded by cedar and pine. Well, you may not be able to see it, but I can certainly smell it. And I thought, it's kind of a rainy, drizzly day, and I don't have any of my bed in here. I don't have any sound deadening stuff. I'll have to put all that in at some point. So I may sound a little bouncy, a little crisp, a little live today. But I thought, I might as well come out and do one from out here so you can see kind of what the new studio is going to look like. I'm hoping to have a little bit of backdrop or something here behind me to make it interesting. But it's a little bit cleaner than the office I was in before with all my food stuffs. Today, first story I want to talk about here is a young lady is a creative writer. Her name is Gigi Love. She's a creative writer. She wants to write romance novels. So she writes a very flowery story. But I thought it'd be interesting to read because it goes kind of and it proves once again, and of course, everything that I try to read kind of shows something at least about. But for this one's for the guys, that it shows you that putting a woman up on a pedestal doesn't get you anywhere. To make her feel special and to make her feel like the most important person in the world, it'll make her feel bad for you, and it'll make her realize you're a really great guy, and she'll feel awful the whole time that she's cheating on you and stepping out on you. So let's get recording here, and all right, there we go. All right, so it says, I cheated on my boyfriend while he was in the other room. Now, I don't know if this is actually a picture of her or not. Says photo by Clem on Upsplash. So it might be her. I mean, it doesn't give any sort of a credit to anybody else. But she says, this is the story of how I lost myself and broke a heart. Notice she said she broke a heart, not her heart. He didn't deserve it. He loved me in armfuls. He loved me so hard and so fully that he took that love and continued to dump it on me, load by load, until finally I couldn't move at all. Doesn't sound very positive to begin with, does it? By the way, if you want to donate to my work, I need more baby powder so my head doesn't blind you with my glare. I got to get the lighting squared away in here soon. She says, we met in college. We met after I had felt my heart ripped out of my chest by the boy I thought would be in my life forever. We met at my own apartment where our friends giggled off to the side, proud of their efforts to hook us up. He didn't talk to me. He sat on the couch, curled in his ball cap and his body that was too tall and took up too much space in our little living room. It took alcohol to open him up. We found ourselves on the same side of a beer pong table. Then we found ourselves talking late into the night. Then we found ourselves in my bed just sleeping, but still wrapped together in the hope for the future we both pictured. Very poetic writing, but really, what she said there is, we hung out, had a couple of drinks, curled up in bed. If she were really hot for this guy, I don't think just curling up in bed would have been the only thing she did. Again, not really sure, but usually with that much ink, they're a little more adventurous than that, I think. He didn't deserve it. He said yes to dating me despite the long distance we were headed for. Long distance never works. He bought a plane ticket and downloaded Skype, and we made it work. He wrote love letters. He found a pedestal for me to stand on, and he pointed at me to all his friends and family while saying, there she is. See, fellas, when you do this, you make her feel, again, like, wow, he's really into me. He loves me. I can do no wrong. I don't have to put in any effort. I don't even have to try. This guy's just, he's all in. And so she has no challenge to the relationship. She has no draw. She's just not going to feel it for you. And while she may say, I love you. You're so important to me. You mean the world to me. I never want to break your heart. It doesn't mean she's attracted to you. It doesn't mean that she wants to fool around with you. It just means that she likes hanging out with you and you're awesome and you worship the ground that she walks on, but it doesn't equate to love. There I was the girl on the pedestal. I was the girl buried under all the love. Buried. That's kind of weird, isn't it? I was the girl buried under all the love. The shadow side of all this smothering love was jealousy. Those same guy friends we shared would text me, and he would pout and turn away from me. Now, this is getting interesting. So listen to this again. Those same guy friends we shared, so it's his friends and her friends that are men, would text me, and he would pout and turn away from me. It's a group text, I would tell him, the truth. They aren't even talking to me. So he's jealous. Over nothing. I mean, these guys just want to talk to her, right? I mean, they're just friends. Isn't that what we're always told? He's just a friend. He's like a brother to me. It didn't matter. He threatened to dismantle the pedestal. He threatened to take back the love. The jealousy rose and rose, and I was buried and buried until one night it all blew up. So in other words, did he really chase her off? I mean, it sounds like he was getting jealous over nothing, really, right? I reached for the liquor and the feelings spilled over. I reached for the liquor and I found myself... I skipped a paragraph there. We were at a gala. We wore our best suits and long dresses. We had the makeup and the photo shoots and everything was fine, just fine. I was shoving down all the stifling. I was handling it until I reached for the liquor. I reached for the liquor and the feelings spilled over. I reached for the liquor... And I found myself outside in the lobby on the event center with my tongue down the throat of an old fling. I reached out for the liquor and I became the bulldozer that flattened the F out of the pedestal. So, okay, we all make bad mistakes when we have some drinks. I know I've done it. Sometimes your inhibitions go down. It can happen. But who was this guy? An old fling. Where did he come from? Why was he at this gala? She says of her boyfriend, he didn't deserve it. He didn't deserve to walk out into that lobby and see his girlfriend, his future, his hopes and dreams, his everything, pressed up against the wall by the exact guy he'd been worried about all along. He was right. He knew he was right. He had known it all along. So here we have a guy that's getting jealous over another dude who he knows something's up. Spidey senses are tingling, or he's reading something into it. You know, as we know, when you're reading something, there's flirting, there's a little too familiarity, there's really quick replies, like when the guy texts you, if you're the girl, if a person texts you and you text back quickly, it's because you're excited. You know, this guy was reading that, and he said, hey, for hours, knock it off with him. I know something's going on, and he's jealous, and she says, nah, you got nothing. And blows him off over it. But what do you know? He was right. He was completely right. So now she's upset. You know, it happened in front of him, but she kind of blamed it on him for being jealous over the guy that she was going to get with. So how can you blame him for that? She says, there's a cause and effect here. Who's to blame? Me, ultimately. I am the one who cheated. I'm the one who gets to wear the scarlet A. But it was not me. The person with her mouth on that guy's mouth was not a person that I knew. It was not something I ever fathomed doing. I got news for you. It was you. Now, you can say you can blame it on the alcohol, but alcohol only lowers inhibitions. If you're a person that likes to get in fights and you drink a little bit, you're going to be a fighter. If you're someone that gets silly and goofy and tells really bad jokes, maybe embarrass yourself, you're going to be that guy times 10. But if it was in your head to do this, the only thing it did is lower your inhibition to where you didn't care your boyfriend was in the other room. You did what you wanted to do. This didn't make you do something you didn't want to do. She says, I could have made a better choice. You think? I could have ended the relationship months earlier. Now, here's key, right? Months earlier, she could have related. So that's when she started to talk to this other guy and her current boyfriend was getting jealous. That's when she should have ended it, but that's not when she did. Why? Because he put her up on a pedestal and was probably buying her things and treating her well and making her feel awesome. But that's not what makes a woman love you. I mean, she'll love you, but she doesn't want you. She says, I could have searched in my soul and realized that this was wrong, that I deserved to be trusted. But You don't deserve to be trusted because you cheated with the guy that he suspected you of maybe cheating with because you were talking to him, probably a little flirty, if he knew something was up. She says that I was a person who knew how to love someone well, but you don't. I did not have to prove that I was not. I could have stepped off the pedestal rather than abolish it. Yeah, but you didn't. So now you're saying I should have broken up with him when he was jealous of this other guy that I eventually got with. So he was right in knowing that I wanted to get with him. But I should have broken up with him because he was right. Because he was... What? Make no sense. But equally true is the idea that his lack of trust pushed me past the point of myself. Right. Did he cause me to cheat? Absolutely not. But would I have even had the idea to cheat were it not for the endless hours of conversation on the subject? I do not believe so. Do you see how wrapped up her head is in this and how all over the place she is? Look, you blame me for cheating and you upset me, so I cheated on you. Well, yeah, I mean, you did, you thought or accused or said I was talking to this guy and you thought I was going to cheat on you. So because you thought I was going to cheat on you, I cheated on you with that guy. But only because you called me out on it. If you had kept your mouth shut about it and not called me out with that guy for maybe cheating on you, then I wouldn't have cheated on you. You can't make this stuff up, man. You can't. She says, we both failed. I failed the most. I fed into the trust issues that he had already been lurking underneath the surface. I granted him the baggage that he was already leaning toward. I broke him. Again, she takes, you know, she's blaming him for calling her out on this, yet she's the one that did it, and he was right the whole time. She says he's married now. He found the girl that would fit the image of the life he had picked out for himself. I got to move on and pursue my dreams. I got to be a writer. I got to travel the world. I got freedom. And he got his new pedestal. Honoring what we know in our core will always lead us up to the right decision. If I had acknowledged that the relationship was not working earlier on, we both would have been better for it. I try to do this more now. I try to listen to that still small voice that leads me to the right path. It's the best I can do. I'll give her this much. The only place where she really makes sense out of this whole article, after the first paragraph or two, is the last one. If she said, if I had acknowledged that the relationship was not working earlier on, we would have both been better for it. Here's what you do. I don't care if somebody loves you to the ends of the earth and you're not feeling it. Now, granted, if I had a girl that told that if I liked her and I thought she was sweet and really wonderful, but I didn't think it was a forever girl, well, I wouldn't put myself in that situation anyway. But if it wasn't a forever girl, and I found someone else I was attracted to and talked to them and decided we were going to hang out, you break up with your girlfriend, you break up with your boyfriend, you break it off, and then you move on. Then, because if you're interested in somebody else, you're not interested in who you're with. The only person you're hurting at that point is the person you're with, using them as like a safety net, as a golden parachute. And that way you can safely be it with the other person before you break up with, and that's wrong. You know, if you're going to go out, you know, if you're going to go out fishing, well, you got to leave, you got to only take one fishing pole. You got to leave the other fishing poles back at the cabin. I don't know what that means. I just mean, if you're going to go out there and you want to start dating and look for somebody new because you're not happy with who you're with, break up with them first. It's simple. If all the girls that I had ever dated before they bailed on me, before they cheated on me, before they started the lying and everything else, just said, you know what? I'm not feeling it anymore. Like, I want to be single, which we know means I've already met somebody else, but, or I've met somebody else, or I'm interested in somebody else, and I want to see where that goes, so we got to end it. I would at least respect you. I might not be thrilled. I might not be happy. I might not like it any more than what actually happens, but at least I could respect you. But in a case like this, you can't respect anybody that doesn't. And this goes for both men and women. It's why I say many, many times to you lads out there that are still dating, okay? You never lie to get in a girl's pants. You never lie to go out on a date. You never tell a girl you're into long-term relationship when you're just looking for a hit it and quit it. You don't do that. Always tell the truth. Because at least you can separate yourself from everybody else that seems to have no morals and no problems, just saying whatever they got to say to get whatever they got to get. That's one thing that you can at least do to hold your head up a little bit and keep some self-pride. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, the best way you can support me is like, comment, and share. Don't forget to whack that notification and subscribe button. I'm closing in on that 100K. I can smell it. It's getting kind of excited. I want a little silver play button I can put over my shoulder here. So make sure that you are subscribed, because I still get messages from guys that say, hey, I just noticed I was subscribed and now I'm not anymore. So check that as well. If you guys want to donate to my work, links are below for that. And anything you say and send to me directly to my PayPal this month will be going to New Jersey and New York City. There's a group of doctors and nurses that are printing 3D masks and face shields and PPE gear that is reusable. And so $5 will buy a mask. So if you buy, you know, whatever you send in to me, I will send up to them. I need to send it in chunks, though. I can't send it $5 at a time. So I wait until I gather a little bit and send some off. I think they're closing in now on $8,000 of their $10,000 goal. And you guys have been awesome. Like, we, between all of us, have given them like $800. So we've almost given, just this channel alone has given this group 10% of their goal. And I think that's absolutely awesome. So good job to you guys. And I'll leave a link for the Facebook page if you want to read more about it or donate directly. Guys, I'm going to leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, chase your dreams, even if that means you're sitting in a bus in the rain on a Wednesday night. Thank you.